This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Everett Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine joins us for a candid chat as the Tips lead the U.S. division and will play a game-heavy schedule here in the second half. More coming up in moments. Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass is off to the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, ranked 8th in the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. Cody talks about his season and the game upcoming in Quebec City. And Victoria Royals forward Tyler Soy is the WHL Player of the Week after a strong Alberta road trip. He'll be our guest as well. The Everett Silvertips close out the season playing 34 games in 66 days. The U.S. division leaders are in a battle with the Prince George Cougars for top spot in the Western Conference overall. I asked head coach Kevin Constantine on how his team will prepare for the heavy workload.
Good question. You know, if you don't play much, you get rusty, and if you overplay, you get tired. So I've always thought the perfect schedule was kind of three games a week every other day. You know, a little bit of rest, but keep the rhythm of your game. I don't know. I don't worry about it much because what are you going to do about it? I mean, you got to go play. So we'll just try to take it a game at a day, and we'll probably have to accept the fact we're not going to be a great team every night, but we've got to go play the games.
I'm not sure how much TSN you get down there. Maybe you get it satellite into either in Northern Washington, but the scrutiny on the goaltenders, the second guessing, the way the Canadian coach handled it, never really gave anybody an endorsement. How did you see the way it was handled and so much pressure and focus put on that? Because we were watching as well, because we had our guy there too. So how did you see it from your perspective?
Well, I think it's tough. I don't think it helps. Sometimes a little bit of pressure helps, some too much can just, you know, paralyze you, especially in that key position of goaltending where you got to go out and just kind of feel the game. So I don't think it's good. Here's what I would say. Both goalies, Ingram and Hart, will, in the long run, have greatly benefited from having to go through that, because the fastest way to improve is to be extremely challenged, but a challenge you can deal with and handle and figure out how to deal with it. So the fact both goalies had to go through that, they will have reached a new level. Now, that might not show up for a week or 2 weeks or 2 months or half a year, but they will, in the long run, have greatly benefited from being in that pressure cooker.
You look at your team now, and you made a pretty big pre-deadline deal to bring in Aaron Irving, and you moved out some prospects and some picks. How do you get Aaron Irving going here? We know about his big shot. What's your plans for him? And I'm sure you're just thrilled to have another guy that can be like a Noah Juulsen there in that role.
Well, he's very similar to Noah Juulsen, a right shot, a hard shot, and a competitor. I think both guys, their foundation of their game is work and compete. And so, you know, we think the playoffs are slightly more work and compete than is in the regular season, where you can't always in the playoffs rely on skate and skill. You got to have skate and skill, but you got to have a lot of work and compete. And the other thing, going into the last couple of playoffs, we always have been really banged up. So we've lost, you know, we lost Noah Juulsen in the first round of both the last couple of years. So hopefully we don't get banged up, but should we get banged up, this gives us one more D in terms of depth. And so we're a little deeper at D, and that should help us without injuries. But even if we have an injury, maybe that'll help us because of injuries too at the end of the year. You know, we play all these games, and it's impossible to not get hurt when you play this often. So that's a side effect of playing too many games. You get hurt. So hopefully we don't. Hopefully we can survive. But I think, you know, the D-core too, D-men play, your good D play 25 minutes a night. So when you have a guy on the ice that much, you want it to be a good player. And I think Aaron's he's certainly a good kid. And he's a fierce competitor. And those are, you know, good things happen to kids that work that hard at the game.
Okay, finally, Kevin, right now you sit in that number one spot in the Western Conference. I think that's going to be a pretty big spot to have if you can get that number one hole, because then you play the eighth place team in a wild card spot. That second wild card spot might be whoever falls out of the mix here in the BC division, a Victoria, a Kelowna, a Kamloops, and maybe even a Prince George. So how much focus in the second half will you have on being the top team in the Western Conference?
Well, two comments to that. One, I would say it's very important because I think the four, nothing against Vancouver, but they're a bit of a rebuild, but I think all four teams in the BC division are unbelievably good, and I wouldn't want to face any of them in the beginning, and you might avoid that if you can finish first. Although, to be honest with you, you know, you look at Portland and Seattle, and pretty good hockey teams too. The Western Conference is so strong. So that's what you asked me was a fair and truthful thing, and I'm going to tell you that we're going to spend absolutely zero time talking about it, zero, because it's just you just got to play, man. We got to go play, and we might finish there, and we might not, and that's way too forward of thinking for me. We got to go play 30 seconds at a time, let alone worry what's going to happen over the next 30 games. So we don't spend much time. I mean, I told the guys, in kind of a wrapping up the first half, beginning the second half, that they had done a great job getting themselves where they're at now, and I told them that's the last time I'm going to tell you that, because we got the rest of the time we're going to talk about what we need to do on a daily basis to be successful.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass is preparing for the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game set for Quebec City. I caught up with Cody before a game in Portland.
Well, Cody, NHL Central Scouting had their midterm rankings out last week, and lo and behold, there you are, number 8 in North America. That's a great honor to have, no doubt, but what was your reaction to that?
Obviously, it's nice to see the recognition I'm getting for how I'm playing, and I think I just use motivation. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, I was just an honorable mention, and now I am where I am. So I just use that as motivation going into the year and just keep pushing.
Tell me about your game. You know, you're a big body guy here, and you're only going to get bigger. What kind of player are you? What can we expect?
I like to say I'm a two-way forward, and I like playing offensive a lot, and I think with my line mates, I like to dish the puck. I'm more of a pass-first kind of guy, but if I have to shoot the puck, I will. So I think I'm more of a two-way guy.
You know, when you're playing here in Portland, and I think the team's style and their tradition might just fit your game plan. You guys can run and gun with the best of them here. So does, you know, playing in a scenario like this, an offensive scheme like this, help you?
I think so, especially with having Mike back. I think it's been more fun to play and everything because he gives me free will in the offensive zone. So I think he's a huge help, and no, it's been really good so far.
When you say free will in the offensive zone, I'm sure there's still a fine line about making the right play with a puck, but what does free will in the offensive zone mean to you?
I think just being myself, being creative, being confident with the puck and stuff like that. Mike always gets on to me about playing defense too, so mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing I take care of first, D zone, and then obviously in the offensive zone I try my best.
Yeah, your line mates this year, who have they been for the most part, and how's the success been with them?
It's been good. Obviously, me and Skyler at the beginning of the year found chemistry real early, and then Keeks came back from his NHL camp and brought some size and a shot and everything. So I think we have a good set of skill throughout our line, and I think that's been a huge help to me so far.
Cody, top prospects game's coming up here. You'll be traveling off to Quebec City. Have you ever been involved something like this on this big of a stage?
No, I don't think so. I think this is just a huge honor. Didn't expect to come to this at the beginning of the year, but I think it's just going to be awesome experience seeing what the league has to offer and everything, so it'll be fun.
You'll do so with a teammate at Henry Joki Yarhu, so does that make it a little bit easier to go to Quebec City with at least somebody to fly with?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, me and him are actually really good friends, so I think it makes it really easier to travel and everything, but as soon as we get there, we're on different teams, so I think that's going to be a little change for us.
Now they view this game, it is hyped up quite a bit here. They always say one game can't really change a lot of things, draft status-wise, but how are you viewing something like this?
I'm just going to go and play my game. Obviously, I know what I can do and what I'm made of, and I think if I just go and play my game, everything will fall into place.
Good luck there at the Top Prospects game. Thanks for doing this here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Victoria Royals forward Tyler Soy has been named the WHL Player of the Week, this after picking up 9 points in 4 games. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, has more.
Pleased to be joined with the Player of the Week. It's Tyler Soy. And while Tyler, what does it mean when you found out you're named Player of the Week?
Oh, it's definitely a pretty special feeling. You know, I was lucky to have it once last year, which for my first time, which is pretty cool. And to be named it again is, you know, it's a nice honor. But got to give a lot of credit to my line mates. I mean, if Phillips didn't score all those goals and Bobolev didn't help set them up as much, you know, I wouldn't have gotten such an award like this. So, yeah, I got to give a lot of credit to them.
Can you go through some of the games for us or how it all went for you?
Yeah, in Vancouver, I think that was the first game that all the three of us were playing together. And it was a close game. You know, they played pretty well, but we were able to come out with the victory. You know, Bobolev slid me the puck, and I was able to score one. And then to start the 3-3 in Edmonton, you know, Phillips had quite the night. He had 3 goals, and, you know, I assisted on, I think, all 3 of them and got another one. So that was, you know, that was awesome. And especially playing in that rink there, it's pretty special. So that was cool. And then You know, moving into Calgary, back-to-back hat tricks for Phillips. You know, I can't stop talking about him, and I'm surprised he didn't get the award, honestly. But so yeah, that was a good game there. Had a couple assists. You know, our line played really well. I think we were plus five. You know, it's a big win for the guys. And then into Red Deer is a bit of a tougher game. You know, the end of the 3-3, the guys are a bit tired, and but, you know, it's not an excuse. But it was a tough game, and hopefully we can rebound that next weekend.
Talk about the new line mates that you've been put with, and boy, you guys are really putting up some numbers.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun so far. I've playing with Bobolev, you know, I've got a bit of chemistry with him, playing with him last year, and then moving in with Philly, it's pretty easy when you're playing with a guy that skilled and that smart, and the way he uses his speed and the way he did that in Edmonton, Calgary, it was pretty easy. Just had to give him the puck and he did the rest.
Got to be a lot of belief in the room. It looks like you guys are looking confident, especially with the amount of points you gained in the BC division this trip.
Yeah, it was huge. These games are very important for us, and it's pretty confidence boosting to be able to win a couple in a row. So hopefully we can get another streak going.
How about playing in Vancouver, your backyard? You get to do it again Friday night, three in a row against them too.
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to play, in Vancouver in front of my family and some of my friends. But more importantly, it's going to be a tough weekend for sure with the 3-3, and they're going to be a pretty hard team to play against for sure. So we got to make sure that we're ready to go.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Back to Vancouver, that's where you started the last road trip. So a lot of the guys have family in town. It seems to spur them on a little more, doesn't it? Yourself included.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can play in front of your family. And, since I live so close, some of my friends usually come out, and my cousins. So, it's awesome whenever you get to, see them, and then obviously, play in front of them and have them watch and support you. It's pretty great.
Hey, you're a seventh-round pick of the Anaheim Ducks. Can you remind everybody what Anaheim wanted you to work on this year going in?
I wanted to work on, getting stronger and working on my speed. I'm not going to be the biggest guy on the ice, but, I need to be able to skate and be fast and play fast. So that was, the big thing that I needed to work on.
Great. Thanks for this, Tyler. Again, congrats on Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyler had 2 goals, 7 assists in the 4 games last week for 9 points. Tyler Soy, forward for the Victoria Royals.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, as well as thanks to Marlon in Victoria for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.